The new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. Cigarette program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular young comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Look, this is not Joan Davis, please. I love that introduction, young comedian. Wheel me closer to the mic, will you? Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Rod?
Oh, fine. Say, Red, what have you been doing this last week?
Nothing, and I've been waiting all week just to tell you. There's a brilliant line to start the show off. I don't know why I let Edna write this stuff. They even fired her on frost warnings. You know?
Oh, you're kidding about doing nothing, because I saw you down the Beachcombers restaurant with a party.
Yo.
Oh, you must have an account there, Red. I noticed when they brought the check, you just signed your name on it.
I didn't sign my name. I took a look at the check and says, which way to the dishes?
Well, what were you celebrating?
Well, it wasn't my party. I was there as Don's guest.
Oh, that must have been fun. Did you have any of his drinks?
Yeah, I had 6 glasses of pasteurized coconut milk. It comes from contented coconuts.
Well, did you ever
have... I'm proud of that.
Did you ever have a zombie?
Yeah, the other night, but it's the last time I go on a blind date.
Oh, no, Red, a zombie's not a girl.
You're telling me. This girl was the croquet champion of Cucamonga.
Say, did you have any of Don's Chinese food?
Yeah, I ate with chopsticks, too.
Well, how was the food?
It's all delicious. It smelled good. Mm-hmm. Next week, I'm going back with a spoon and see how it tastes. No kidding. I ate so much Chinese food, I went home and did my own laundry.
Say... I see where they're talking about giving Hawaii its statehood.
Yeah, they plan to make Hawaii the 49th state, but without a governor. That's the only way they can make the states and the governors even up. Thank you all.
And I read in the paper they're going to take an island near Honolulu and make it into a paradise for millionaires.
Yeah?
Rich man's heaven, they call it.
Well, I'll go to Catalina myself, the poor man's purgatory.
Well, wouldn't you like
to... Word, isn't it?
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to be a millionaire, Red?
Yeah, if I had enough money to afford it.
You know, Hawaii is a beautiful place. You can pick pineapples right by the road.
Yeah, you know, my uncle used to manage a pineapple plant, you know, mm-hmm. until he did something wrong and he canned him. Hey, what else do you know about Hawaii? Huh?
Well, I know they have a firecracker tree, and when the blossoms open, they explode.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder so many of the boys came back from the islands married.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, can you imagine some nice moonlight night, you know, you go out with your tree, a girl, and you sit under a tree. And finally she says, Papa thinks we'd make a nice married couple, see? Mm-hmm. And just then the tree starts to blossom. Which way to the wedding? Now you'll pay attention. We'll scare you. Hey, tell us some more about Hawaii, Rod.
Well, when it rains, you know, the people take tea leaves and slide down the mud banks like we do when it snows.
Really? Uh-huh. That'd be wonderful. Have a Hawaiian walk up and say, pardon me, do you take cream and sugar with your belly whopping? Sounds silly to me.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of that lovely film star, Linda Darnell. Smoke the new Rolly 903. It's so much smoother, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new, all new. It's moisturized.
Anita Ellis, the Mercury recording star, sings The Moon of Mauna Kea.
Gave him a talking to, I guess.
So chapter one, flying down to Hawaii.
Attention, please. Hawaiian Clipper loading on gate 5.
Well, that's me, dear.
Now, you cable me as soon as you arrive at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
I'm awfully sorry. I can't take you and the children.
Well, I understand, dear. You need the rest away from us.
Yes, I've got to get where it's peaceful and quiet. Yes.
Get beside, folks. We in a hurry. We in a hurry.
Now, what's your matter, Junior?
You know, I've never been on an airplane before. This should be quite an experience. For the pilot, I mean.
I do hope that little loudmouth isn't on this clipper.
Hey, Grandma, why are we going away, huh?
Because your grandfather and I both need a vacation.
Huh?
But we can't take one at the same time.
Oh.
So I'm going to Hawaii with you.
Oh, Gramp's getting his vacation first, huh?
A Hawaiian Clipper loading gate 5.
That's our plane, Junior.
Yeah. Now, wait. I want to check my pockets to see if I forgot anything. Let's see. My crowbar, my slingshot, my atomic junior set, my uranium brass knuckles, my blowgun for 22 millimeter P, and me loaded bandage. Yep, I got everything.
Oh, gracious. I wonder how long it would... Oh, I should have taken the Matson line. Oh.
Don't get upset, dear. He's just a child.
That is not a child. That's a hot foot with legs. Well, goodbye, my dear. Goodbye.
Boy, and this is a nice airplane, Grandma.
Junior,
huh? Oh,
will you stop packing it and come on?
Please,
the plane is ready and the passengers are all in and fastening their seatbelts.
Oh, I almost feel sorry for them. There's no way they can get away from me.
Here are your seats, madam.
Thank you, thank you. Hey, is you a whack?
No, I'm the stewardess, and I'm going to take care of you because I like nice little boys.
Yeah, I was right. She's a whack. Hey, I like this idea.
Now, fasten your seatbelt, and here's some chewing gum for your ears.
Oh, come now, that's a little messy, isn't it? Is it real chewing gum?
Yes, regular gum.
Oh, you mean the kind you chew just for chewing?
Yes, yes.
There's a lot of nice flavor to it?
Yes.
I'd rather have some bubble gum.
That's enough, Junior.
Oh, boy, we're taking off,
Sit back in your seat.
Oh, boy. Yes, by all means.
Hey, look out your window,
Grandma.
No,
just sit still.
Oh, we're going up.
Really?
Up. Oh, we banking to the right now. Now we banking to the left. Engine trouble!
Reporting! Stand by for flight landing!
Hold on to me, Junior!
Your number has been called!
Well, just the pilots. We happened to be along at the time.
Please calm yourself.
Where are the parachutes?
Yeah, the parachutes!
Hurry, Mr. Parachute!
Please, you're disturbing the other passengers.
You ain't heard nothing. Wait till this thing takes off!
Yes! Take off! Aren't we in the air?
Yep. No, they're just warming up the motors.
Yeah. I got a feeling you're going to warm up my motor now.
Junior, why do you do things like that?
I don't know. Stewardess, get my coat. I'm getting off.
Yeah. You can't now. The plane has left the ground.
You don't like me, does you, Sporty?
Why, yes, certainly. Yes, I like all children. Yes.
Answer my question.
Junior, stop annoying that nice man.
Oh, I should have stayed at home.
Oh, don't worry, sir. I'll do my best to keep the child from disturbing you.
Thank you, stewardess. Mm. And if there's an inquiry, I'll gladly testify that he wasn't pushed off the plane, that he jumped.
Need the vacation, don't you, boy? Hey, how are you going to keep me quiet, lady?
I don't know. Huh? How would you like to get up in the cockpit with the pilot and see what makes the plane fly?
Me? Up there?
Yes.
You realize what you're saying?
Certainly.
Boy, you're a natural-born sport, ain't you? Well, let's take a chance at it.
Now, Junior, remember, don't touch anything.
Trusting old soul, ain't you?
You wouldn't do anything wrong. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah, well, I wish you could convince me of that, you know. Yeah, I can't. You're carrying me.
Oh, Captain Cuss, look what we have aboard.
Well, howdy, fella.
Hey, you.
Where'd you get the red hair?
Your birthday party.
What are you doing? What are you going to Hawaii for? Riding a surfboard?
No, I'm going to see my uncle. He's a cowboy. He got the biggest ranch down in Hawaii.
Do they have cattle ranches in Hawaii?
Sure,
the largest in the world.
Yeah. Ooh,
this kid is smart.
Yeah, kid's smart.
You know what a luau is?
Luau, yeah. You mean where they bury a big pig and they put him full of hot rocks and they cover him over with tea leaves and bananas and yam?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
No, but I know where the barbecue is.
You like planes?
Yeah, I don't know much about them. What's that wheel the pilot is holding there?
Well, the controls. Do you want to fly the plane?
Oh, no. Don't suggest such things.
Oh, it's all right. I have the automatic pilot on.
Yeah, but not on me. You just explain how it works, that's all.
Well, if I pull it this way, it goes up.
Let's see. Oh, you can feel it.
If I pull it this way, it goes down.
What happened if you push it this way? We back him sideways.
Well, I'll take him back to his grandmother.
Yeah, oh, boy, that was something. Hey, look at all the passengers doing fancy tricks. Hey, mister, teach me to stand on my head like that.
Oh.
Junior, are you all right?
Yeah.
My, what a deep air pocket.
Madam, in Honolulu, at what hotel do you stay?
Why, at the Royal Hawaiian.
Good. Then I will stay at the Moana.
Well, boy, what a sour puss he is. He could curdle milk at 20 paces, this guy. Hey, why don't you want to stay where we died?
I will not. I came to Hawaii to get away from children. I can't stand their asking questions and noisy games.
Well, shut my mouth and call me Nora Prentice. I must say that you have let old age get a hold of you, and he is choking the very life out of you. If you can't stand answering questions for a widow kid, then you're not very concerned about the future, you know. And if you don't like to hear the noise, well, you just forgot how to play. And people who forget how to play has grown too old. And Grandma played with me, and look how young she is. She don't look a day over 45, and that old kid remembers when the Big Dipper was a widow drinking cup. You hit me and I will tell.
You tell what?
I will tell everybody you should be a hula dancer.
Why? I was no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Queenie, there's a crowd gathering.
Well, mow me a shirt. Skirt.
You know, I've been thinking the boy is right about keeping young.
I'm afraid he is.
Yes, as soon as we land, I think I'll send for my wife and children.
Well, be sure and make a reservation because there's going to be a big convention in Hawaii.
What convention?
The governors of Georgia.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new, all-new, new blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play the Hawaiian War Chant.
Thank you.
Serenader and his Azusa Nighthawks. Chapter 2 is entitled, I Will Never Forget Hawaii. Boy, what a blizzard outside, boy. It sure is cold up here. No wonder Admiral Byrd went to the South Pole. So cold even my earmuffs have got goose pimples. Boy, I'm used to that kind of weather, though. I was born in Florida. When the wind blows like that in this town, the boys stand on the corner and the girls wear slacks. Well, howdy doody, Sarah Doo. Say, come in out of cold.
Oh, it's cold in here,
Clem. Yeah, but it is,
ain't it? No wonder why don't you light the stove?
Well, I've been trying to, but that darn metal won't catch fire. Hey, what are you doing out on a day like this, Sarah Doo?
I went over to my sister's. She's got a new baby.
A new one? Well, they have got 12 already. What do they want with another one? Seems kind of silly to go out and get a new one when there's so many other things they need worse. Why didn't they get a used one?
Clem, you're illiterate.
Well, thank you. You'll have to explain what it means. I'm ignorant, you know. Well, you smell good today. You got some of that perfume on I gave you?
Nope, I took it off. Oh, I see you got a letter today.
No, that thing's been here for a year. I can't even find out who it's for or what it's from.
Open it and read it. Oh, give me the letter. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
The letter is from Dr. Duran, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Really? Well, really, really. He was my old company doctor in the Army.
Oh, he ever treat you for anything?
Yep, he cured me of a bad case of gold bricking.
Well, when did you enjoy your Army life?
Yes, sir, everything except what happened between Reveille and Paps. Yes, sir, I did enjoy my trip to Hawaii,
though. Well, tell me about your trip. Oh, was your troop ship a big one?
Nope, the seagulls kept picking it up and throwing it back. But my first trip to the island was with Captain James Cook.
Oh, now, wait a minute. He discovered the island in 1778.
Yeah?
Now, don't lie. Just tell me the truth.
Oh, I'll tell you the truth. I've been lying about my age. Yes, sir. Anyhow, the last time we went over, we left the port of embarkation and got aboard ship. It was really a trip. The buddies really brought us close together, you know.
Yeah, well...
There, I've already read it for you. Never mind. You're as bad as Alan and that Claghorn fella. You just don't get nothing, do you? There's nothing like a shipload of 25,000 soldiers to bring you close together, you know. Yes, sir, 2 meals a day, turn the water on for an hour, KP all the way over. Yes, sir, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. But I wish I had.
Did you get seasick, Clem?
Only on the boat. The land didn't bother me a bit. I'd like to tell you about it. The third day we were out, boy, was it hot. I think the trade winds were having a fire sale.
Howdy, soldier.
Well, howdy doody. Howdy doody.
You ever a game of cards, poker, blackjack, or dice? I've got a roulette wheel in my barracks bag if you're interested.
No thanks, Lieutenant. My mother told me never to gamble. See, that's right after she lost.
How'd she lose?
Hmm?
How did she lose?
I was born.
How long have you been a private?
Well, ever since they switched me over from the canine corps. Mm-hmm. But I hope to be a colonel someday.
Why?
I'm crazy about jewelry.
Tell me...
Didn't catch you yet, huh?
What are all these soldiers looking at all day long?
Oh, I don't know. They just stand here and look over the rail.
Nothing out there but water.
Yep.
Nothing out there but water, but they still keep looking.
Yep.
Have you ever seen so much water before?
Yeah, that ain't nothing. You're just looking at the top of it.
When you get to Hawaii, I suppose you're going to try and meet some hula hula girls.
Now, eh? What would I want to meet any of them hula hula girls for? No prompting, I'll figure out an answer.
Have you been seasick yet?
No, I'm still waiting in line. I got to get my sergeant's permission first.
You ain't been seasick?
Nope.
You mean you always look like that?
Well, now, I don't look so bad. It's these bags under my eyes.
Where'd you get them?
Down at the USO. Fred Allen turned them in.
Well, where do you eat that chow? That'll make you sick.
No, no, I don't think so. I made up my mind I won't get seasick.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Feel that?
Feel what?
That steady roll of the ship.
Yeah.
To and fro. Forward and aft. Do you feel it?
Well, I kind of feel it now, yeah. I wish you hadn't called my attention to it, you know.
Oh, that won't bother you. Just forget about it.
Sure, sure. I think it's getting rougher, though, you know. I'll be glad when this mess is over with.
Oh, don't let it get you. Don't let it get you. Think of something else.
Yeah.
Think of your home. Think of your girl.
Yeah, think of my girl. Yeah, I feel sicker. Let's sit down against the deck here, huh? I don't feel too good, you know.
Snap out of it. Only 10 more days of this, then land.
Who cares? Who cares?
Wipe that perspiration off your head.
Huh?
Wipe the perspiration off your head.
Which one? Which one? Boy, I never been so sick in all my life.
I thought you could take it.
Hmm?
I thought you could take it.
I can take it, but they ain't giving it to me. If they could just pull into somewhere for a few minutes. You know.
Where could they pull into out
here? They could pull in if they wanted to. What's that over there?
That's the horizon.
The horizon?
Yeah.
Well, pull for that. It's better than nothing. Oh, my goodness.
You better go to sick bay.
Not me. Last time I reported on sick call, they sounded taps and then tried to dump me overboard. I'll take a deep breath and...
How do you feel now?
I feel like my folks are going to be $10,000 richer. You know? Yes, sir.
Poor old Clem. Yep. What happened there?
Well, I got so sick and I finally jumped overboard. And as I was going down to the water, I see a shark standing there waiting for me.
Good heavens, what did you do?
What could I do? I wrote my congressman and asked him to repeal the law of gravity. And suddenly I remembered from the little pamphlets that they gave us that the sharks were supposed to be cowards. So I start splashing around and that proved it.
That the shark was a coward?
No, that I was. And closer and closer, he kept swimming to me, see? And just as they pulled me into the lifeboat, he bit off three of my toes.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, I'll just take off my shoe and prove it. There you are.
Oh, well, you got five toes on that foot.
I know. But I did have eight.
Come on over back to the next music at the same time. The next music, man. This is Red Skelton. Say goodbye now and Merry Christmas.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro Golden Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation. Very good.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.